at kavana. Does he have this pipe? Let's say the pipe was in his in between his knees, and by itself it fell over. But he had mischaven. He was mischaven that it should fall over. That is kosher. Rashi hoipilohu. The mischaven he had kavana. He had in mind. Dum yedinofom yelof. Like it fell by itself. Shloi ochas beifer atzma. Didn't hold on to the eifer by itself. El ochas mifoferis. You were holding on to the pipe just. Veniyarone and it spilled out. Lotech shakas kosher. Hey. Mashm, if you're holding the pipe and you pour out the afer into the mayim, that's also kosher. So kosher is a mayim. Why is it kosher? V'lokcho v'nosan amarachmona. The Torah says you have to take the ashes and put the ashes into the water. So v'lokcho should mean you have to hold the ashes in your hand and throw it into the water. So why is it enough if you're just holding the pipe and like pouring out the ashes into the water? It shouldn't be enough. Elolav shramin, if I'm here, it's a good proof. That if you take it, even though you're holding something else when you're taking it, like here, you're taking the ashes of the poraduma, but you're not holding the ashes directly in your hand. You're holding the pipe, that inside the pipe is the ashes. That's also called the good lekicha. So you see, Adei Dov Racha is called the good lekicha. Yeah. So that's Rabba's Raya. Yeah. The loch is like that. Yeah. Right. The Yama Rabba, Rabba says another loch. A person should not like push the lulav into the kesher, into the hoshana. Why? Dilma nasri tarfei. Maybe the leaves will fall off when you're doing that. V'yeve chatzitza. And then the leaves will be in between the lulav, will become a chatzitza. So Rashi learns, V'yoma rabba gros bakulan. Loi lidot inish lulve v'yoshana. Le'achar she'ogad ha'arova v'ahadas yachad. After you tie together the hadasim and the arovas together with the lulav, so it's all tied together like we have a kesher, lo yitchav alulav milmalo l'teich ogud. Don't now come and stick, push through the lulav into the hole where you have it set there for the lulav to go through. Don't now, after you tie the hadasim and the arovas together, don't now pull it through. Why? Dilma naskri tarfri halulav mashir olay hadas. When you're pulling through the lulav now, maybe you're going to pull off some leaves of the adasim. V'harov, you pull off some leaves of their rovis. Or mishtairim biyogud, and they'll be stuck there in the yogud, in the tying together, these leaves will still be stuck there. And it'll come out, v'choytetzin bein min lamin, v'einam agudim yachad liyas lakicha rachas. So since you have leaves now stuck in between the yagad, that's not called one min. That's not called you're taking just the three minim here. It's called you have something else in between. Like you're supposed to hold just the hadassim, the rovas, and the lulav together. That's what your hand's supposed to be holding. If you have leaves in between, it's not called one lekicha. It's called you have hadassim and something dividing in between. That's not called a good lekicha. So you have to make sure the leaves are not there. So therefore, don't just push fast like the lulav through, because by pushing the lulav through, you're going to make the leaves fall off. That's what Rabbi said. For Rabbi said back, no, Allah is like Rabbi. That min b'minoi ain't a chaytzis. That's always a cloud. These leaves that fall off the hadasim and the arovis, it's a min. It's a type of the hadasim. It's a type of the arovis. So the cloud is always min b'minoi. The same type of the substance is not called a chaytzis one with the other. So even though the leaves fell off, still avada is kosher. For Yomar Rabba, Rabba says another locha. Loi legos inish lulva b'hoshana dimishtairi hutza v'evi chaytzis. Laligos, you should not cut. Laligos in this person should not cut lulva, the lulav, for hoshana, when it's tied up together. Mishtaru hutsa, because the bottom part is there, the chatzit, it's called chatzit. Rashilin's loyish lulav yoshana. Im orach, yoisi daim, in aroya rota tulum. You have very long, tall arovis. Ubo lakoitsitsoi, and you want to cut it off now. Mitachas the bottom of it. Loyik tsasenu bioida baguda. Don't cut it off while it's still attached in the lulav. Eloyotienu, take that rovis out, to solve it over yuchas the bottom, v'yachs of yoga, then put it back into the lulav. But if you already put that rovis through the lulav, it's attached now, don't just take the knife and cut off the bottom part of it. Why? The mishtayir hutza, she'a lulav telushin min ha-shedra b'tei chagid, because lefi she'olei ha-lulav aruchin, o mechoborim mitachas ha-shedra, v'dem shochim v'yolam k'neged goivoy she'lulav. The same thing. If you cut off by the bottom, you may cut off part of the lulav, and the leaves will not be attached anymore. Like if you cut the bottom part of the lulav, so the string, the leaves are not attached anymore, because the leaves start from the bottom. So if you cut the bottom, so the leaves are not going to be attached to the lulav. And you have then the leaves of the lulav are there, again, to be a chatzitza. There's going to be a separation between the holding of the lulav, the hadassim, and the arovas. So anytime you want to cut anything from the bottom, first take it out, cut it off, and that's all. Then just put back what you have left into the agad, into the tying together. Mashenka, if you're going to leave the bottom parts of it there, it's going to be a chatzitza. You have something dividing in between the lakicha, the taking of the lulav of the hadassim and the arovas. That's Rabbi Shita again. That's called a chatzitza. Just like the leaves are a chatzitza, who are then the stems are called a chatzitza, or the leaves are the lulav. And in this again, Rav answers back and says no. For Rav Omer again, no. Min b'minoy ain't a chatzitz. It's also min b'minoy. Even if you cut off the bottom part of the lulav, so what's going to be? The leaves are not attached anymore to the lulav. So what? That's not called a chatzitza, because the leaves are the lulav, or the stems of the adasim and the arovis, is all part of the gimominim. So since they're attached together, they're tied together, there's no nafkimina. Whether they're attached or not attached, it's not called a chatzitza. For Yomar Rabba says like this, Hadash shel mitzvah, the hadasim that you have in your lulav, you're using for the mitzvah, also l'reich boy. You're not allowed to smell it. During Yom Tif, you're not allowed to smell the hadasim. Rashi also l'reich boy, the gamrina misukkah. We learn it out from the sukkah. The Yafinu Perakama, the Chal Shem Shemayim Alatzei Sukkah, Lese Bano Kol Shiva. Just like we said before, the Yatzei HaSukkah is also Bano all 7 days. Hoya V'huksa Mitzvah, since it's set aside for the Mitzvah. Here also, since the Hadassim are set aside for the Mitzvah, it's also to have your own Hanor from it. So therefore, it's also L'Areich Boy. So even though it's a Mitzvah Shredes Rashi, even though the Chur Rashi is mixing up two things, that we sell Chal Shem Shemayim Alatzei Sukkah, that was a deraisa de galocha there. There we learn out of Zeresh Shava, Chag Chag. Just like by the Chagiga, just like the Korban is Chal Shem Shemayim, who would then on the Sukkah it's Chal Shem Shemayim. That was one halacha. That's a deraisa de galocha. Here the Chur, it's a muksa de galocha. Here it's a halacha, something you set aside for the mitzvah. It's like set aside for the mitzvah. So like with the Rabbanon, it's also to have anor. Less Rashi maybe means to say that the Rabbonin made up an Issa Muksa Me'ena Diraisa. They learned it out from this posse, just like you see the Sukkah itself, which is a mitzvah. The Torah said, Asasa Bano Midiraisa. So from that Issa Rano, the Rabbonin came to make out a new Muksa. That any time a thing is set aside to be used for the mitzvah, the Loch Riz Midirabbonin, you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from it. But I call upon him Midirabbonin Mishum Muksa, you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from the mitzvah. So therefore, since the adasim are set aside for the mitzvah, you're not allowed to smell the adasim, calls them on the rind the lulav. So see. Elo adeva. Esrik, mashenken, the esrik shal mitzvah, mutal l'areich boy. You should know the esrik, though, you are allowed to smell. It's only the adasim you're not allowed to, but the esrik you're allowed to. What's the difference? My timer. Hadas de l'areich koi. What's the main purpose of hadasim? To smell it. Therefore, we say, kiak tzai mirichaya v'ktsayu. When you set it aside to say, now you're using it for the mitzvah. I'm not using it for my own purpose anymore. If these adasim are set aside for the mitzvah. So you're taking it away from your own use. So from which use did you take it away? From the use that it's aimed for smelling. Therefore, you're not allowed to smell it. Meirecha, like Rashi says, shuderech hanos v'yaktsim. That's the normal manner to have enjoyment from the adasim. By smelling it, that's what you set aside now to say, I'm not going to have any enjoyment from it. Mashenken esrug. The main purpose of an esrig, the main enjoyment, is eating it. So then we say, when you set aside this esrig now, to use it for the mitzvah, you know what you set it aside for, not to use for your own enjoyment? Eating it. You're not allowed to eat the esrig. That's called derech hanor. Mashenken, smelling it, that's not what it's aiming at, that's not the main purpose of it, therefore you're allowed to smell the esrig. The Yomar Rabba says another locha. Hadas b'mechuber mutal areich boy. On Yom Tov or on Shabbos, when the hadasim are attached to the ground, they're still growing, you're allowed to bend down and smell it. To touch them, aval, you're not allowed to touch them. It's muksa. Anything that's mechuber, that's attached to the ground growing, you're not allowed to touch on Shabbos or Yom Tov. But you're allowed to just put your nose near there and smell it. That's mutar. Esroi b'mechuber, let's say you have an esroi on the esroi tree, it's Shabbos or Yom Tov, also areich boy. you're not allowed to go and smell the esrig when it's on the tree. My timer, what's the difference? How come you're allowed to smell the hadasim and not smell the esrig? So Teretz like this. The main purpose of the hadasim is just to smell it. So therefore, Ishoris lay, if we'll say you're allowed to smell the hadasim, even though they're attached to the tree, providing you don't touch them, lo yosilim exayu. We're not afraid you'll come to pull it off, because the main enjoyment is smelling it. So you don't have to pull it off to smell it. You can smell it when it's on the tree. So therefore, we'll let you smell it. We're not afraid you'll come to pull it off the tree. Ma'ashen kein esrig telachilakoi. The main purpose of an esrig is to take a good bite in it and eat it. So therefore, Ishoris lay, if we'll say you're allowed to smell the esrig when it's still on the tree, we're afraid, osalam exayu. We're afraid you'll come to cut off the esrig because you want to eat it. And that's an issim adiraisa, to pull off the esrig off the tree. Therefore, we make exayu on Shabbos and Yomtiv, you're not allowed to smell an esrig when it's on the tree. You can smell it when it's attached. You're not afraid, you worry about it, you'll forget yourself and pull it off. I will assure you that the main thing is to eat it, then we're afraid you'll pull it off to eat it. The Yomar Rabba says like this. Lulav biyamin. The mitzvah is you have to hold the lulav in your right hand with the other three with the three minim attached. The lulav and the dasam and the rovas all go in the right hand. The esrig bismoil, but the esrig you have to hold in your left hand. That's Loshna Gemara. It has to be in your left hand. My time. What's the reason? Hani tlosa mitzvah. The lulav has three of the minim together. The three mitzvahs there. V'hai chode mitzvah. And the esrig is only one mitzvah. That's why the lulav is more choshev. That's why the more choshev apart goes in the right hand. Oh, Malay Rabbi Yom Rab Zuriko, my timer, Loyma Varchinim El Al Atilus Lulav, Avakasha. How come when we go to make a broch on Dalin Minim, Lachura, there are four parts of the mitzvah here? How come we only make a broch on Al Atilus Lulav? Like, what happened to the Yesrig? How come we don't mention the Yesrig at all in the broch? So Marin says, Hoyu Lugvoya Mikulam. Since the lulav is the tallest of all the dalim minim, we make the bracha on the tallest one. Trashi choshevu v'nikra agad al shemoi. Since it's the tallest, that's the most important one. So everything is called upon the lulav. That's why we make a bracha al natilas lulav. Fred Gemara, that's the svara. For the gvili esrig, let's then pick up the esrig like you're holding the esrig in your left hand. So let's say you should have to pick up the esrig all the way high and make a bracha al natilas esrig. Maybe that's pick it up. And of the Gemara, Malay, Hoylevimimoi, Kivoye Mikulin. I don't mean to say cause the Maestro Tsaya. I mean the min, the fruit itself. The lulav is the tallest of all Dalaminim. That's why it's more Choshev. The Drash Legvi Elias Rega. Kosako that the Havimina was, Tohoyo de Gavoya. The Komra Haino Hoder Min Liel. Shedra Shalulav Tsarok Shietzel Malam and Hadas Tefach. Now we thought the Maestro, you have to hold it up. It has to be a Tefach higher. You have to hold it up high. So the question was that maybe you have to hold up the lulav, the esrog high in hand also. The Teretz says, no, v'minoi, givoye mishloshan. L'maisa, the way it's grown, a lulav is always taller than the other, and all the other minim. That's why the lulav is the most choshev one. That's why we make a bracha al natilas lulav. We only mention the lulav in the bracha, we don't mention the esrog. But agav, what's mashal from the Gemara here is that the esrog has to be in your left hand. And some people are more, when they walk around with their shanis, when they walk around, hold it, they want to hold the siddur in the left hand. So they do it, they hold the lulav and the esrog in the right hand together. That's not the mitzvah. The Gemara says here, the mitzvah is the esrog b'smil. The esrog has to be in your left hand. Supposed to hold the lulav in your right hand. Mishum dahani tlosa mitzvah v'esrog echodem. V'afilu berichol of kfar, you made the broch already. V'yachakach noit le'pam sheni, the going b'shas amirus ha'shanis. Sarach litla b'yamin. Still, you have to hold it this way: that the lulav in the right hand and the esrog in the left hand. V'im not al shneim v'yoda yachas. Let's say you hold both of them in one hand. Kosa b'yorachayim d'lo yotze. You're not yotze the mitzvah then. But that's hataz the yotze. The taz holds you are yotze. Kivun shloihoye esrog imoyim bagudachas. As long as it's not wrapped together, all four minyan. As long as the esrog is not wrapped together with the lulav, the taz holds you yotze. V'yayim b'mat yudah shechor lekolov v'dayte korachayim. That the Mati Yud also holds, you're not Yotzer if you hold the Esrog in your right hand. Olinyan halacha, yesh lahach mi b'shal Torah.
The midiraisi should be machmir to hold the eswig in your left hand. But tzarach lachtsav litlev lebrochem. Therefore, the first day, if when you made the bracha, you were holding the lulav and the eswig in your right hand, the paskins, you should make the bracha, you should do it over again, make the bracha over again. Hey, it's the first day, that's midiraisi should go to churm and say to do the mitzvah over again. That you should hold the lulav in your right hand and the eswig badafka in your left hand. But the next day is a sinsoni with rabbonin, a suffix with rabbonin, golukula, you would not have to make the bracha over again. But avad lechatchilu, though, that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to hold the eswig in your left hand. Should be close together that year, but should be in the left hand. Right. So the Mishnah. Feheichen hoye menanin. Where did they make the ninuim? Yeah, the Mishnah says, "Veichin hoyim menanein." But the Gemara will soon explain, like, how do you know you have to make a new altogether? How do you know you have to shake the lulav altogether? But the Mishnah starts off, "Veichin hoyim menanein." At what part of davening do you have to shake the lulav? For hoydu l'Hashem tchila v'soif. When you say hoydu l'Hashem first and hoydu l'Hashem at the end, Rashi, "Hoydu she betchila saperik, hoydu she b'soif aperik, b'soif ahalo, min hoydu at soif ahalo, choda pashosa b'minya parshios l'soif atilim." So, Mel, the first Hod Lashem Kitoiv, and at the end we say Hod Lashem Kitoiv. You have to menaneya shake the lulav. Uva ono Hashem, hoishino. When you say ono Hashem, hoishino, also you have to shake the lulav. Divrei Beisil, that's Beisil Lushita. Ube Shama Yomim, Be Shamai says, Af bo ono Hashem Atzlichino. Even by ono Hashem Atzlichino, also you have to shake the lulav. The Maisa, we don't do it, we only do it by like Beisil Lul, by ono Hashem, hoishino. Omer Rabbi Kiva, Tzoyfe ho yisi Rabbi Gamliel. I was once looking, staring at Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua. I watched the way they were shaking the luluf. Shekol om, ho yimananeyin et luluveyem. Everybody in this in the shul there were shaking the luluf. Feheim loinena elo bon Hashem Hashino. Them, the only place they were making the nuem, where were they shaking the luluf? Only by Yonu Hashem Hashino. That's the only place. So we'll see in the Gemara exactly what the machlokes is. So the Gemara, Nanua Mandachashmei. Who's talking about making the nuim here? Like the Mishnah goes right away to start of saying, where do we make the nuim? Like how do you know altogether you have to make a nuim altogether? Shrashi Nanua Mandachashmei. She Odom Chayel Ananeya. Who says you have to shake the lulav? To Pshitle Latano that our Mishnah like the Tana knows for sure you have to. Or Kaboy Hechenoy Menaneim. And the Tana just goes to say, like, where's the place to do it? But how do you know you have to do it? So Gemara says, Hosam Koy, it's going on, we learned already before. It said before that Kol Lulav Shiesh Bo Shloisha Tvachim, Kedelu, Na Neya Boy Kosher. If the Lulav is 3 Tvachim tall, that you have enough room there to shake it, it's kosher. And we said before that it means you have to have 4 Tvachim, 1 Tvach to hold on to the Lulav, and then 3 Tvachim to be able to shake it with. So we learned before already, you have to have enough, a big enough lulav to be able to shake it. So we know you have to shake the lulav. Now our Mishnah is called Komer, now the Tania says, Heichim Ananein, where do we have to Ananein, where do we have to shake the lulav? So that's what Boy was trying to speak out, that Avada, you have to shake the lulav, Bishash, you make the bracha. That's Trita. Like we do, we make the bracha on Tilas lulav, and then we shake it. But now the Shalur is, even after you made the bracha later throughout Halil, where during Halil, do you also have to shake the lulav? Weiter, Tanan Hosim, we learned over there, Gemara Menachis. Shtei Halechim, on Shavuos, used to bring the special Shtei Halechim, or Shnei Kivsi Atzeres, and used to bring 2 Kvosim, 2 lambs, for a Korban Shlomim, on Shavuos. 2, these are special Kabonis for Chvatzeres, for Chag HaShavuos. Ketzer away, so how do you do these 4 things together? Meniach Shtei Halechim, Al Gabi Shtei HaKvosim. They used to put the special 2 Alechim on top of the 2 kvosim, the 2 lambs, or meniach yodei tachteim, and you would put your hand underneath both of them. Or meniach, you would pick up both, the animal with the bread on top of it. Moilech umevi, you go forwards and come back. Male umorid, up and down. Shenem, the pasuk says, asher hunaf vasher huram. Hunaf means go out and come back. That's called Merlech Umevi. And Hura means go up and down. Drashi Ketzer Oysa, Oysam Shusarach Lanifam Yachat Chaim Kedesiv, Vehenef HaKoyin Oysam Alechem. When the animal is still alive, there was a mitzvah for the Koyin to pick them both up. Al Shnei Kvosim, HaKvosim Chaim, the two Kvosim were alive. O Meniach Shtei Alechem Al Shnei Kvosim. The mitzvah is to put the Shtei Alechem on top of the two live lambs. Kedesiv, Al Lechem Abikurim Tenufa, Al Shnei Kvosim. Is after God the ration to crow mash moisum alechem yafilim noches, melechem amluyim, the lechem lamala. The bread goes on top. Hunaf, hainu moilechum avi, stretch it out to bring it back. Huram, mala, bring it up. Vienna liab leirode, going up has to come down also. Vai crow la bekivsi atzeretziv, helabim luyim, umio kol tenufim yafilim minor. You learn it out from the mluyim. Whenever you have to make a tenufa, this is the way you do it. Up and down and out and in. Now, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Moilechu Mevi, why do you have to be Moilech, like stretch it out and then bring it back towards you again? Lemi Sha'aba Rucha Shaloi. In other words, really it's Mashmi, you have to stretch it out on all four sides of you. On all four sides, you have to stretch it out and bring it back. To show like Sha'aba Rucha Shaloi to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that owns the four sides of the world. Then Malo Morid, why do you have to go up and downwards for? Also, that you're doing it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Shemayim and Noras blings to Hashem. So really, that's the sixth Nenuim, the sixth ways you have to shake the Lulav. You have to go on the four sides of you, and then up, and then down. And they're all different in Hagim, exactly which derech, how you do it. Now, what's the reason for this? Oma, Pemarov and Masan, they actually saw, they went like this. Hochi Oma Rabbi Chama Barukva. Omer Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, Moilechu Mevi. What's the purpose? You have to put it out and bring it back towards you around all four sides. You go forwards, right, back, and left. And why do you have to do all four sides for? Kidei La'atzer Ruach Rois. In order to hold back the bad winds from all four corners. Malo Morit. Why do you have to go up and downwards for? Kidei La'atzer Teloyim Royim. It's a skula to hold back the bad dew. That bear dew should not come down. That's why by shaking the lulav up and down, it holds away the bear dew. Drash lemisha baruch shaloi mitzvah zu on a oisim l'shmoi kein mara benachosay. Like we're doing this mitzvah l'shem Hashem, so we want to show we're doing it to Hashem that lives in all four places. Right? And Amr Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Avin v'tem Rabbi Yosi bar Zevila zayis ameres. From here it's a raya. That Shirei Mitzvah